From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Last year, flooding prevented many Missouri farmers from raising crops and income. Farmers' levees were tested as 1.2 million acres of farmland were flooded. KBIA's Seth Bodine looks into the long-term effects of this flooding, how farmers adapt, and how the loss of crops affects the economy.
This field, for instance, was not planted, nor was this one.
John Sam Williamson is driving past his fields on his farm just west of Columbia. He's talking about how floods have impacted his farm this year as he drives onto his 11-mile levee system. He planted 500 acres of soybeans and lost half to flooding, and also lost half of his 125 acres of corn. In some fields, he just didn't plant, about 420 acres. When he gets out of the car, he points out the grass planted to protect the levee from erosion.
This grass is coming up good by next spring. It'll be ready to go, and that was one thing that helped these levees. Where it did come over, they weren't eroded. This was a place that we fixed, a low place.
Williamson is a sixth-generation farmer. His farm has been in his family since 1835. He says he remembers a lot of floods on the farm, but 1993 was the first time he lost a crop.
The record flood, water was 5 feet deep over the top of the levees, everything was lost.
Williamson didn't have crop insurance in 93, and they went into debt. He's still repaying that debt. But Williamson says he believes being in debt is part of life as a farmer.
I inherited some of this farm from my parents. I bought some of it from them, and I bought some more land. So, you know, debt's just a way of life.
Williamson says last year's flood wasn't as bad as 1993, but he didn't plant all of his crops, though he does have crop insurance now as a safety net. Crop insurance protects farmers from crop loss. Crop insurance policies paid out more than $344 million to Missouri farmers in 2019 due to excess moisture and floods, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Farmers sometimes also get disaster assistance money from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. But FEMA help and crop insurance don't solve farmers' financial problems, just mitigate
them. The hope is that it will be a safety net that they are able to continue on and plant the next year.
That's Ray Massey. He's an MU Extension professor in agricultural and applied economics. He says flooding causes farmers to lose millions of dollars in income.
And that kind of has a ripple effect throughout the economy. They're not buying as much fertilizer because they didn't need to plant something on their field, and they're not harvesting as much, and so they're not making as much money, and they may not go out and buy a new piece of equipment.
Massey says crop insurance doesn't make farmers financially whole, but says financial safety nets for farmers have improved since 1993. For some farmers, getting crop insurance might be more difficult this year depending on where they live. Spencer Tuma is the director of National Legislative Affairs for the Missouri Farm Bureau. She says some farmers might pay higher premiums this year if they live in an area where a levee was breached. Tuma says more than 100 levees were breached in Missouri last year.
If no repairs have been made on that levee, then you're now going to be rated as the highest risk rating for your county. So your premium, in particular, could go up maybe 3 or 4 times its normal amount.
Tuma says she's concerned about this crop year because there have been predictions that 2020 will be a wet year. As for Williamson, he's been focused on maintaining his levees and is going to apply for aid from FEMA to help maintain them. This aid would entail removing debris and relocating a levee by the river. But ultimately, he says there's only so much he can do when the water invades.
Try to live with it and hope that next year's a better year.
Williamson says he plans to plant crops in all of his fields this year. For KBIA, I'm Seth Bodine.